It's the channel in the know. All around we'll be found, bringing the hit to. Here is Color Radio, a wonderful
WMFO in Medford.
Starting to spin at Mus 1-4. Veering at 17.17. Your baby, over and out.
Time for
Strike the Mux.
A wonderful
WMFO.
I got both hands.
can hear it too if you're sincere.
Hey everybody, this is Chris. It is Strike the Box here at WMFO in Medford. We just finished up there with Marian Anderson's version of My Country, Tis of Thee, which was sung at the Lincoln Memorial way back in 1939. Started things off with some Jackie DeShannon with What the World Needs Now is Love, sung from 1965, written by Hal David and the music composed by Burt Bacharach. And I think it's appropriate to start the show off with that one because I think we definitely need some love in this world right now. And we threw in some Iggy Pop. Well, actually, the Teddy Bears with Iggy Pop with their 2006 version of Punk Rocker. They originally released the song, the Teddy Bears originally released the song back in 2000, but then re-recorded it with Iggy Pop. And it became a bit of a hit in the United States here. So as I record this show, it is before Thursday, or before Wednesday. So I'm hoping that as you listen to this on Thursday, that things are okay. We shall see. I'm sure the later part of the show will be done after Wednesday, so we'll see how everything turns out. But fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Enough of my babbling. Let's get on to the music.
Sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that.
One, two, three, no!
We'll be right back. the kingdom of fame. Like a race at the top, because they wanna be boss. They don't care who they step on, as long as they get along. Politicians in my eyes. They can care less about you, they can care less about me, as long as they are put in the place that they want to be. They're always wearing small smiles, I can't just go with the style. Politicians in my eyes.
Religion and politics often make some people lose all perspective and give way to ranting and raving and carrying on like emotional children. They either refuse to discuss it with reason or else they prefer argumentum ad hominem, which is a hell of a way to conduct a discussion. Well, anyhow, not long ago, I was talking about the elections and how the campaigns were ignoring the issues and sticking instead to invective and personal crap that had nothing to do with the substantive problems of running a government, which is all true, as you know, if you followed the speeches and so-called debates of the candidates. Anyhow, one of the guys I was talking with said not a word in the whole conversation except at the end when he suddenly chuckled and said we were all full of shit and why didn't we go live in Russia or China if that was the way we all hated the United States of America. Next thing you know, the whole blooming discussion was more like a brawl and the epithets flew thick and fast and the noise was incredible. Someone said son of a bitch and I think he said bastard. I couldn't be sure. It was also confusing. Well, anyhow, I was attempting to get it all back on a rational level. I tried, for example, to talk to the one who had started it all and I asked him just what did he mean we were all full of shit. Was he making a statement of fact as he knew it and where was his documentation to back up his claim? I think Socrates would have been proud of the way I refuted his argument. That is, I tried to refute it, but all he could offer by way of rebuttal was more of the same about how we were all full of shit, but he wouldn't say why. He just kept on repeating it. That and the part about Russia and China and communist dupes, and I'll have to confess that I got a bit angry and told him to stuff his ideas up his, which you don't have to tell me is hardly a way to convince anyone in an argument. Then he got salty and threatened to give me a punch in the mouth if I didn't shut up, and I really got hot, and the others did too, and we all beat the shit out of Mr. Conservative, and after all, he had only himself to be blamed. This is still a free country, and anyone telling a fellow like me, brother, you're full of shit, better be good and ready to answer politely when asked if he'd care to say why.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble. And it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Religion and Politics, the cleaned up version by Scott Beach. The original version was released back in 1976 as a single. The cleaned up version was released on an LP, Dr. Demento's Dementia Royale. I believe that's where it came from somewhere in the early 80s, I think. I can actually remember hearing the song, listening to Dr. Demento back in the early 80s. Scott Beach was a DJ out on the West Coast, and he was also credited as Mr. Gordon in American Graffiti, and a voice of one of the stormtroopers, uncredited, but a voice of one of the stormtroopers in Star Wars. So there's a little history for you. We led things off, though, with some Genya Raven, with I Who Have Nothing, featuring Niles Rogers on guitar. That off of Rumbar Records, so big thanks to Big Blue, who sent that along last week, so I could play that for you. So again, it's Genya Raven with I Who Have Nothing. Some 13th Power, or otherwise known as Max Frost and the Troopers, with Shape of Things to Come, which was in the movie Wild in the Streets. The song was credited to 13th Power originally, and then when people wanted to hear that song, I believe you might have been impressed with Max Frost and the Troopers, but it is a made-up band, just like a few bands that we know of out there. Anyways, moving on, we also had Cream with I Feel Free. That's one of the first songs I think I played when I started my radio show. The song came out in 1966 as a single. The B-side was NSU, and it also was one of the first rock and roll songs played on WBCN, when BCN changed their format from classical music to rock and roll. And some death with Politicians in My Eye, a song recorded way back in 1975, released in 76, and then reissued in 2013. I played it a couple times. It was a song I heard on a podcast. I can't remember the name of the podcast, but it caught my ear, and just looking up the band Death, it was interesting. They were sort of a proto-punk band from Detroit and just kind of didn't make it, maybe because of the name of their band called Death. All right, and as I say, we finished up with some Scott Beach. Hopefully, it's a good week. Hopefully, we'll see. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, WMFO FM 91.5 FM. Check out the Strike the Box radio show page and group on Facebook. Just type in WMFO Strike the Box and you should be able to find it. We'll be right back.
both made your bed, and now you're gonna have to sleep there. Old Man Blues is going to try to find you everywhere.
Don't look back.
You better not look.
Don't
now
look back.
Or he'll catch you.
Don't look back.
You gotta keep running, running till the end of time. Oh yeah. If you both have faith, you'll find a sunny day. Don't be bothered by what smaller minds have to say. Just
look back.
Why, you better not look.
Don't
now
look back.
Or he'll catch you.
Don't look back.
Well, you gotta keep running, running till the end of time. Oh, whoa, yeah. All right, now hold it, hold it. You know, there's one thing I wanna say. There's one thing I wanna say. People got some strange ideas on how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of their talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing. The truth is the light.
The light is the way.
The less folks know. Me too.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I'll do for you.
Alright.
Well, I'll light a candle and I'll pray the Lord will bless you. I hope someday he will understand, but till the do, just
don't look back.
Ah, you better not look.
Don't
now
look back.
Oh, he'll catch you.
Don't look back.
Yeah, you gotta keep running, running till the end of time.
Are said I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I said I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
So Manfred Mann with Machines from 1966 off of the EP titled Machines. I've played the Lothar and the Hand People version of that song a couple times, but I noticed that, hey, I had the original, so I thought I'd drop that in today because I guess there's some machines that have malfunctioned during this year. That supposedly that's what you hear. Anyways, we started with The Remains with Don't Look Back from 1966, their last single. And yeah, don't look back, just look forward. Yeah, we need to look forward. Followed that up with some Jim Bassnight with Rebelkind. And Jim was nice enough to send me his new LP called Jokers, Idols, and Misfits that you can get at Bandcamp. It's got 21 tracks on it. And we played Rebelkind. I wanted to play Rock and Roll Cowboy, but I'd get in trouble with the Blue Meanies if I played that song. But that's an excellent track on that album, too. So again, check out Jim Bassnight's new LP, Jokers, Idols, and Misfits, at Bandcamp. And we followed it up with some Germs with Lexicon Devil. Some good lyrics in that song. And I think it was just appropriate for what has been going on. But again, we're moving forward with Big Shoulders and Friends. Little rock and roll history. That song, originally released in 1978, I was watching Rock and Roll High School the other night, and when the Ramones are doing their little concert, Crash Darby is actually in the front row of the show. So this is some rock and roll history for you. You know, Crash Darby was the Germs lead singer, who always has the distinction of killing himself the same night that John Lennon was murdered. So nobody really heard what happened to Crash Darby till much later. All right, anyway, so there's your rock and roll history. I'm Chris. I'm static.
Warning, warning, warning.
Hello there, this is Tony Valentino of the Standells, creator of that famous riff on Dirty Water. So I'm sitting here with my good friend Chris Major, Strike the Box radio show. And so I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to be on your show. I have five of my favorite ever best songs that I love in the whole world, and I'm gonna be spinning them for you. The first song is called Whiter Shade of Pale. Every time I listen to the song, it takes me back to 1966. We were on tour. Dirty Water was number one on this radio station in Orlando. We were riding in the car. The radio was on. Then the song came on blasting. I couldn't believe it. With this incredible sound on the keyboard. Hammond B3. Whiter Shade of Pale. Procol Harum. Take it away. Let's spin it for you right now. At first, just go sleep. Okay, here's the number two song, favorite song of mine. The Rolling Stones, Lady Jane. Boy, you're not gonna, hey, you gotta dig this. You're not gonna believe this. I was on tour, we were on tour, Standales, the McCoys, and the Rolling Stones. We were playing in Houston, Texas. So, that day was so humid, the humidity. When we came off stage, I was dripping with sweat like crazy. I never seen anything like it. So then the Stones went on and on, so on, everything. So they were almost done when they played Lady Jane. And right after, Brian Jones went to the American flag and he wiped his face with the American flag. And it was incredible. People started screaming. There were Marines in the audience. They started rushing the stage. The police tried to stop them. Meanwhile, other police, they had escorted us back way somewhere in the streets to the limousines. And then we got escorted to the airport and we were out of there. And thank God, I never forget that tour, Rolling Stone tour. And so now I like to play for you that great song I'm talking about, the Rolling Stones' Lady Jane. Take it away.
My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain. Just heed this plea, my love, on bended knees, my love, I pledge myself to Lady Jane. My dear Lady Anne, I've done what I can. I must take my leave, for promised I am. This play is run, my love. Your time has come, my love. I pledge my troth to Lady Jane. I wait at your ease. The sands have run out for your lady and me. Wedlock is nigh, my love. Her station's right, my love. Life is secure with Lady Jane.
And now, this next song I'm going to spin for you. A song that I wrote for the movie right on Sunset Strip. My manager calls me late at night. He says, hey, we got in the movie. We need a song. So I'll get to work. So in the morning, we went to MGM Studios in Culver City and we recorded like in a huge sound stage. I never forget that. And it was like incredible. 60s, 1967 movie. I never forget that. Right on Sunset Boulevard, the cops everywhere, hippies. Everybody was getting beat up by the cops. So if you've never seen this movie, Right on Sunset Strip, I suggest you should check it out. You're going to laugh. You're going to go, wow, so groovy. 1967, it was unbelievable. And so here it is. I would like to spin it for you. Take it away. Right on Sunset Strip, the Standells.
I'm going down to the strip tonight. I'm not on a stay-home trip tonight. Long hair seems to be the main attraction. The heat is causing all the action. Bright lights everywhere. Pretty girls with long, long hair. But so now the people, they don't care. Just doesn't seem fair to buggy because you got long hair. Even the parents are beginning to stare because of the siren. It's causing a riot. It's causing a riot. Yeah.
Okay, now let's get serious. Wow. My next favorite song, amazing, from Robert Saul, The Beatles. I'll never forget The Beatles. What a geniuses they were. Anyway, this next song, Norwegian Wood, really stuck to my mind all these years. It brings me back to when we were playing in San Francisco, and it was so magical. The Beatles were out, all the long hair, the revolution of the 60s, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Anyway, I like to spin this song for you. And here we go, Norwegian Wood, The Beatles, take it away. Okay, this is my last song. It's one of my own song that I've written because of the situation. This guy comes up backstage to me. I was doing a concert in Sherman Oaks, California. It was a beautiful day, a street fair. So this guy comes up to me backstage and goes, "Hey, Tony, man, I got a bunch of gigs for you. I can book you if you're ready in a couple of weeks." I go, "Yeah, but I'm going on vacation." He goes, "Cancel the vacation. And then we're going to go to Europe, and then we're going to record, we're going to do this." And so I got myself into this situation with this guy. I go, "Okay." And guess what? This guy never called me. So because of that, I've written a punk song, "You're Never Gonna Stop Me." And at the end, I'm saying, I just keep on playing that rock and roll, "You're Never Gonna Stop Me," featuring a beautiful young lady, Beck Black, a great singer and a great performer. Here we go with "You're Never Gonna Stop Me,"